Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is this the beginning of the end? Is this the fall of Apple?
Yeah. No, it's not the end of Apple. It's they're just moving in the natural progression of what the stock market is doing overall, with the exception of NVIDIA, SMCI, and a few others. Should the Vision Pro be better? Yes. Could the sales be better? Yes. iPhone needs innovation. I think Tim Cook probably needs a second in command that can help out a lot as well.
The yellow shirt is in the building.
Yes. Shout out to my guy for fixing it. Yeah.
Appreciate you, bro.
So I think they need Johnny Ive back. But if we look, I'm happy that they killed that car project. Sometimes when we get into wars and people say things that we don't like, we take on business ventures that we shouldn't to kill somebody who's pissing us off. If we look at Tesla, their operating margin is 9%, gross margin is 18%. Why build a car when if you sell it, you're only going to get 18%? For $18 out of every 100 that are sold. I'm glad they killed that. They need a lot more innovation. I know NVIDIA is going up, but just because NVIDIA and SMCI got a BBL, it does not mean that Michelle Obama is not a great wife. Great. They're having their run. But if I made you money off Apple or Microsoft, please put yes in chat. And if Apple was going to fall apart, I would be the first one to say, yo, Tim Cook cooked. Done for. I can't wait for the demise of Apple so I can come on here and say, yo, it's over.
It's over.
But it would be unwise for you to sell off this company at this time when they haven't put forth their AI project. I think eventually that Vision Pro price
will come. You're being kind. You're being kind. It wouldn't be wise of you. No, it'd be foolish of you.
It'd be dumb as hell.
Okay, there we go. There you go.
So
I mean, we spoke about this. Right? Like we spoke about this right before their earnings. We said, look, this is 4 quarters in a row where we haven't seen innovation, where we've seen the iPhone sales go down. We talked about the importance of the iPhone and how 50% of the revenue comes from that product alone. And we weren't surprised that it pulled back. And so this is one of those things when stocks trade sideways, right? And we've seen this happen in 2018 with Apple. And it's like, well, what's happening? What's happening with Apple? And then it has a run and it goes on a split. And so it's consolidating a little bit. The rest of the market is moving, but it's still the number two
most valuable company in the world. And the EV move was smart. I agree with you. I think it was a smart move rather than spending
so 10 more years chasing in the beginning.
It's been a 10-year project that hasn't come to fruition, and it wasn't going to come to fruition. It's unfortunate that 2,000 jobs were lost, and a lot of the people who were working on those projects, their jobs are lost. But the new focus is AI. The new focus is AI. And from what Tim Cook is leading or kind of hinting toward it, this is going to be the mother of all AI projects. That's the forecast for what they're going to announce in June. And so,
They keep promising things and they're not delivering.
Hey, Shadi, let's talk.
Well, here's why. Let me finish.
Tim Cook,
we're gonna turn this into a blackout in a minute. The girl keep promising, but she keep doing the same thing. But it's time to go.
Yeah, let her go. No, it's time to go, baby.
This is what I'm saying. Saying it's time to go wouldn't be the wise thing.
I'm not saying it's time to go for Apple, but I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is,
you keep promising things. You promised the best electric car, flop.
You promised a crypto wallet, didn't do it.
Flop. The bank merger with
that didn't work.
With Goldman Sachs.
Did not work.
Flop.
Yeah. Well, keep going.
The glasses.
iPhones. 15 iPhones. Piece flop. Of shit.
Oh, what? Is the iPhone the number one selling smartphone?
At one point, Marbury was the number one.
What's the number one wearable in the world right now? I'll wait.
For women, the rose.
No. Try again. What's the number one wearable?
I got them in AirPod, right?
Okay. And what's the number one wearable watch?
Apple Watch.
They are delivering. Like, we can't ignore what they are. They are delivering. What I'm saying is, like, when I see consolidation like this, and we'll talk about this a little bit more on Wednesday, but this is a time for me. Like, okay. Let this fall a little bit more.
I mean, ideally, I want it at 147.
We're going to have a whole different conversation come June.
164, I'll be happy. But yeah, like, I'll see by summer. It should get to like...
We're going to have a whole different conversation when the summer comes. Let this fall a little bit more, and we're going to have some plays.
It's going to be time to load the boat. But Rashad makes a great point. Listen, they have not delivered. If I can put on my SWOT analysis hat, if I look at weaknesses, iPhone sales are slowing. China's an issue. There's very little innovation that people feel. Now, have they innovated in iOS? Yes. But it doesn't feel like a robust investment into the software.
Even
the hardware,
in
hardware, marginally better.
Even in this market, how far have they fallen back? Have they even had what could be considered a correction?
They went from 192 or 194 to peak currently at 175. So, no. But and wherever Apple goes, the rest of the market will go.
But that's not true anymore. But that's not even true anymore, right? Because we used to see that, right? If Apple didn't report well, if the sales were down, if Apple fell in a day, we saw the market move. Now Apple's been doing it for about 2 or 3 weeks.
And that's only because NVIDIA's been pulling and Bitcoin is dragging it up. But what people aren't seeing, there's like if Apple is slowly pulling down and there's 493 other companies that are not doing amazing. Like even if we look at a sector, the military and defense sector is not doing well. How and y'all waged that war for 2 years straight over there? This shit makes no sense at all. I think the rest of the economy will be drugged now, and we have to be very honest. Remember when 2 years ago when I said the banks are going to come in and take over Bitcoin and Ethereum, and everybody laughed me out the building? Now BlackRock owns $17.8 billion worth of Bitcoin. The banks need crypto to stay afloat to hide the losses that they have. The inner Ponzi scheme. Honest take. Honest take. So without crypto, the banking market, shout out to Crypto 901, shout out to Keys, everybody going crazy on crypto. Without Bitcoin, the banks would be shit right now. That's the saving grace. Nike absorbed And1 and took all the benefits of that and turned it into white chocolate. If it was not for crypto, the banks would be in shambles. I agree with Rashad. Apple hasn't delivered probably in 3 or 4 years on what they said they were going to do. I still love Apple. I'm still holding it long term. It's one of my biggest holding in my portfolio and my son's. Clip that up. But
yo, what was that? You just did a shake right there.
I'm keeping it clean. But next week I'm going to go crazy. Loco, muy loco. But they need to innovate better. And I'm always worried about in this conversation that we have, right? Like, what can we do to be better or be different?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card.
you can earn 4x points on your top two eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.